Welcome back to All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. So I'm here to tell you everything is A-OK, okay?
Okay, 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 okay. It's not right, but it's okay.
Okay, it's okay. It's okay, okay. Okay, okay, it's okay. Okay, 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 okay.
Okay, you get the picture, right? This is the world's most popular word. Well, at least that's what Alan Metcalf claims, and he should know, okay? He's written a book simply titled Okay, and it's the story of what he calls America's greatest word. Okay, Alan, you there?
I'm here.
You okay?
I'm okay. I hope you're okay.
I'm okay. So okay began as a joke, I gather, in a newspaper?
It was the craziest thing. On the 23rd of March, 1839, in the Boston Morning Post, it was part of an elaborate joke that the editor was perpetrating on another editor. They had a lot of abbreviations that they were using and made up on the spot and thought they were terrifically funny. And OK was an abbreviation for all correct.
This appears in the newspaper in 1839, O.K. in parentheses, all correct.
That's correct. And it was just one of many abbreviations. If it hadn't been for some amazing coincidences, we would never be saying okay nowadays.
And so there were plenty of these coincidences that you describe in your book. First, let me ask you about Martin Van Buren. See, because I used to hear the story that he actually is the guy that invented the word. How does this word become associated with Martin Van Buren? Because normally I think, you know, mutton chops.
Well, it happens that Martin Van Buren came from Kinderhook, New York. Hmm. And he got the nickname Old Kinderhook. Hmm. And early in 1840... OK clubs sprung up with the slogan, OK is OK.
Hmm.
So taking that funny little word and making it a mainstay of the political conversation in 1840, suddenly OK was way OK.
And did he used to sign his documents OK, right?
That is a myth, and it was supposedly Andrew Jackson who signed his documents OK. Early in that election year of 1840, one of Martin Van Buren's opponents, who also opposed Jackson because they both were Democrats, claimed that Andrew Jackson had been a terrible speller, and so he would get a document, and when he approved it, he would write O period K period on it, indicating that it was all correct. Now, that's a total hoax. Andrew Jackson was a good speller, but because of that, somebody at some time within 20 years began writing OK on documents. They began using OK on telegraph lines for approval, and the telegraph was invented around the same time as OK.
And that was obviously the perfect medium to use OK because you had to spit something out in a pretty short space.
Absolutely. They even used OK as a technical term for properly laying the Atlantic cable in 1866.
So it was sort of like the early form of a text message, right, like an LOL or an OMG?
Yes.
Right.
Yes, I'm okay with those.
Now, if you flip through, you know, pages of some of the better 19th century authors, American authors, you won't find okay in the works of like Mark Twain or Bret Hart. I mean, when did people start to accept that okay was okay to use?
It is amazing that in the 19th century, even though okay was being used, all the good authors seemed to avoid it. Louisa May Alcott used okay once in Little Women. And in the next edition of that, she changed OK to cozy.
Cozy?
Of all things. Cozy, because
like
somehow
I'm cozy?
I'm cozy with that instead of I'm OK with that, which indicates that there was something uncomfortable about it. I think it had to do with forgetting the funny origins of OK, forgetting that it stood for all correct. So by the time President Woodrow Wilson came along, he thought it had really come from a Choctaw Indian word, which he spelled O-K-E-H, which was their equivalent of something like OK. It wasn't, but when you have a president of the United States, the only president who had a PhD, write OK on documents, then it was kind
then
of
okay
to say OK.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there are, the reason OK is so important is that it's the American philosophy in two ways embodied in just two letters. And one is the American philosophy of pragmatism. If something's okay, that's okay. It'll work. Maybe it's not perfect, but it'll work, and that's an American attitude. And the other is that incredible statement, the only famous quotation using OK, which is, "I'm OK, you're OK." That's from the Thomas Harris book of 1967. Based on that, "I'm OK, you can be different than me, and you're OK, that's OK." I think our country is a lot more tolerant now than it used to be.
When you were writing this book, Alan, did you ever find yourself noticing when you said OK? Because when I got this book and I started to read it, I found myself hearing every time I say OK.
Yes, I find myself noticing it now and then. It is so pervasive that we don't notice it. And I do think we should really celebrate OK Day on the 23rd of March every year.
Wait, hold on. OK Day, 23rd of March? Where'd that come out of?
Well, it was the 23rd of March in 1839 when OK was first invented.
Who created OK Day?
Well, I'm creating OK Day.
OK.
And the nice thing is, on OK Day, I'd like everybody to go around saying OK. And I'm sure that they will, because they say OK every day.
That's the 23rd of March, 2011 is going to be. Is this the first annual OK Day?
I guess it is.
Okay, we'll do it. That's Alan Metcalf. He's an English professor at McMurray College in Illinois. His new book is called OK, The Improbable Story of America's Greatest Word. I'm actually convinced now. Professor Metcalf, thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure.